Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everyone, Vegas Dave Consolazio here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. And I wanted to start by talking about the whole Jason Taylor roller coaster ride that Tony Sperano and Bill Parcells have put us through. Today, Tony Sperano said, quote, "I wanted to make it clear to Jason that we as an organization want him back here, and that I was anxious to see him running around here with his teammates. I think Jason left with a pretty clear understanding of that from my end." This coming just a couple of days after Tony Sperano had implied that Jason Taylor was as good as gone in a media session where he was clearly upset that Taylor wasn't at voluntary workouts, which plenty of older players don't come to these voluntary workouts. But Sperano said this, and I quote, "This is my reaction with the Jason Taylor situation, and I'm going to answer this question one time. I'm not going to answer another question about the Jason Taylor situation after I answer this. Here's what I know. What I know is that Jason Taylor is not going to be at any OTAs. I know that Jason is not going to be in any mini camps, and I know that right now, Jason is not going to be at training camp." That sounded like a guy that really wanted Jason Taylor back on board. That's a great way to alienate one of the classiest players in the NFL. And yet a couple of days later, now all of a sudden, he wants to make it clear to Jason that the organization wants him back. The same organization that put him on the trading block, Jacksonville made an offer, and Miami declined it. And here's my thing. If you're Bill Parcells, and you want to move in a completely different direction, by waiving Zach Thomas, just flat out waiving him instead of shopping him, you pretty much make it clear to the league, we don't care what a player has done to this point. Knowing that, why would anybody overpay for Jason Taylor? Taylor is a versatile player. Still racks up a lot of sacks. He would be an excellent addition to any team. But he doesn't come without a price tag. And he is 33 years old. So it's not like you're going to have people throwing first round picks at you to get him. But if you want to move forward without the guy, and Jacksonville makes you a legitimate offer, how do you not take it? You can't possibly be waiting for something better. And if your answer is you don't really want to trade him, you want to keep him, then why put him on the trading block in the first place? Why alienate him? You don't have to put a player on the trading block to trade him. It's very easy to make some calls behind the scenes and say, hey, between you and me, Jason's available. What would you give me for him? It's not that difficult to do that without going out to the media and saying, hey, we want to get rid of this guy. And I'm just shaking my head at this whole situation because the really sad thing about it is that Jason Taylor has been nothing but a true professional. He hasn't said a bad word about the Dolphins or anything they've said to him or about him. You could say what you want about him being on Dancing with the Stars, but Jason Taylor knows how to play football. I'm not worried that Jason Taylor is going to lose a step, get the pun, from going on Dancing with the Stars. And this guy has been nothing but a true professional. He said that he wants to play another season, and he'll do so with the Dolphins or with another team if that's what the Dolphins decide. And really, he doesn't have anything to lose. I mean, it's a shame that he's getting older and he hasn't had the chance to play for a championship. But really, his options are go to a contender and play for a championship, or stay with a team that I'm the face of, and a franchise that loves me. It's not a bad situation for Jason Taylor regardless. And unlike so many other players in the NFL that would be pitching in and demanding a trade because of how they were disrespected, or saying they'll hold out if they're not taken off the trading block, whatever, Jason Taylor has handled it like a true professional. My hat's off to him. You wouldn't expect anything less from him. And that's why this whole thing, the way Miami has treated him, doesn't make any sense to me. Because if you are going to trade him, you should be bumping him up to the media. You should be saying, we are so excited to have Jason Taylor lead this team of young players, because he's one of the best defensive players in the game. Then try and trade him. Don't make it clear that you're upset with the guy or that you want to cut the guy. Because what do you think is going to happen? You're going to drive his value to the ground. So, needless to say, Bill Parcells is a much more brilliant football mind than I am. But I just don't think this situation was handled too brilliantly. And sticking with funny stories, I couldn't help but laugh when I saw the story about Michael Beasley not being 6'10". He is 6'8 and a quarter, not 6'10". Kansas State had put in their programs that Michael Beasley was 6'10", and it was just reported that Michael Beasley is in fact 6'8 and a quarter. Like it matters. Now don't get me wrong, I understand that height matters in basketball. But we've seen this guy play. We've seen what he can do with virtually no supporting cast. And is this the first time in sports history that a player has been listed as taller than he actually is? I honestly can't think of a player in a sport that's listed as their true height. This happens in every program, in every sport. I mean, what is David Eckstein listed as? 5'10"? I'm 5'11". David Eckstein doesn't even come up to my waist. I mean, is that really the best you can come up with on Michael Beasley? That he's an inch and three quarters smaller than what he's listed as in the Kansas State program? I guess we got tired of hearing about what a lousy guy O.J. Mayo was, that now we want to hear about how tall, or in this case, how short, Michael Beasley is. I'm pretty sure it'll be fine, Chicago. If you decide to go with Derrick Rose instead because you believe he's the better basketball player, good for you. But if you were really on the fence and couldn't decide who you were going to go with, and that inch and three quarters makes the difference, you're about as stupid as the story was originally. So on that note, I'm going to wrap things up. Thank you so much, as always, for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. You can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com with any questions or comments, and I will always get back to you. And if you've got a good question, hopefully get it on the air in a future podcast. Thank you for listening, and have a good one.